Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. You know what's funny? I've been thinking, if it wasn't for Christians, Christianity would be a really cool movement. Oh, my God. Did he just say that? Did he just come out of the gates hitting the third rail? Well, of course I did. That's what the podcast is all about. I'm in the interesting business, and I want to cover an interesting topic, not really religious, but I just want to share with you why. If you are not going to lead by example and let your actions speak for yourself, you really shouldn't be in the business. And that's why the title of the show is, If It Weren't for Christians, Christianity Would Be a Really Cool Movement. Now, before we get started, let me just hit the reset button. It's been about a week or so since I've been on your airways. I appreciate you listening. It's Sam Crowley, host of the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes, the Everyday Saturday Podcast for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Really, anybody looking to go through massive transition? Anybody looking to leave Averageville? Anybody raise your hand? Anybody interested in leaving Averageville? Anybody interested in being the one person on the side of the room when the other 99 are all kind of doing all the same thing, acting the same way, talking the same way, doing the same stuff, majoring in minor things, gossiping and all that crap that doesn't matter? You know, I was having a conversation before I get into my Christian bashing in just a second. I was having a conversation with a guy yesterday, and he said, what do you want to do? And he asked me a really good question. He's like, what's important to you in life? I think those are really great, meaningful questions. And most people are dead. They're just brain dead. They're like, if you hook them up to an EKG, it'd be completely flatline. Nobody has an original thought. Very few people do. Very few people, if they have an original thought, they don't share it with anybody. Why? Oh, I don't want to be judged. What are they going to think about you? Who? Your Aunt Edna? The fat slob sitting in the cubicle next to you? Like, who are you worried about judging you? Seriously? You're going to tap dance and tiptoe all the way to your grave and never even make even the slightest splash? You don't have to be offensive, but geez Louise, will you at least stand for something? Because if you don't stand, if you're not convicted on anything, you really stand for nothing, which makes your life completely meaningless. Well, that's not meaningless, Sam. My fantasy football team did well last weekend. That's not meaningless, Sam. I got new jewelry at the store last week. That my life means a lot, Sam. I went to the happy hour with the guys and we had a great time. You're a loser. You're just a complete loser. Okay. Success without significance is failure. You understand what I'm talking about? And if your actions are not congruent with who you are and what you stand for, then why are you even doing what you're doing? And that's what I'm talking about. Why? Because in my little exploration over the past few weeks, I've been off Facebook. You know that. I haven't done anything really. I posted a photo of my daughter 4 days ago standing. Our little miracle baby is standing up now with the help of yours truly and my beautiful wife, Angela. And I posted a photo of Angela and I. I've recommitted to my marriage after 17 years. We're now reading a book called The Five Love Languages. And just like you, if you're married and you've been married for any length of time, it tends to get repetitive, especially with kids, especially with four kids. Sometimes it's stale. Sometimes you find yourself going through the motions. And my wife really shook this up inside of me. She said, hey, we're boring. You're boring. I said, you know what? You're right. I'm doing a lot of this work stuff that I got going on. We got kids. We're shuttling. I should be an Uber driver, and I should be charging my kids and take it out. I should set them up with PayPal accounts and have them just pay me for how much I'm driving them from student council to play practice to sports and running and all of that stuff. I don't mind doing it. That's why I'm the Everyday Saturday Dad, but I need to charge them. So I've also done a lot of observing, and this is where we're going to dive deep, okay? Let me just tell you, hit the stop button and go back to doing what you're doing if you're easily offended, okay? Or if you hold on to these beliefs so tightly that you can't even remotely expand your mind, all right? Not interested in it, okay? If I'm just going to offend you, you're going to get all pissed off, and you're going to go, oh, my God, Sam Crowley just said this. Okay, so 2 seconds I'm going to give you. Stop and go, just go be average. Go to happy hour, do the laundry, grab a burger. Don't go to the gym. Don't ask tough questions. Just go back to watching Real Housewives, okay? Ready? Count to two. Okay, we're back. So in my journey to always explore and ask questions and deeper meanings in life, I've been watching my fellow Christians over the past few weeks, and I could not possibly be more disappointed. It's just not possible. In an era now where you've got, you know, Christians are being persecuted all around the world, they're getting their heads cut off by ISIS and all of that, I really think Christians are the most targeted religious group on the planet right now for what we believe. You know, and I say we because I am a Christian, but nobody ever knows this. I think I'm out there preaching the gospel on my podcast. I like to keep it fun, you know. But one of the most influential people in my journey over the past 10 years has been Joel Osteen. You know, when I was in my height of my bankruptcy and the lowest of the low in the valley, that's another thing. So many Christians just camp out in the valley. You know, Jesus said we're going to pass through the valley, okay, and then on our way to the mountaintop. Even though I pass through the valley, you know the song I'm talking about? I think I mixed up the words a little bit there. You get it, right? You get it. The journey through the valley, not even though I camped out with my tent and I never left. I sat there for 50 years bitching and moaning, and I brought everybody down, and we never got out of the valley. No, man, that's not how the song goes. We went on the way to the mountaintop. But a lot of Christians like being broke. True or true? Like, it took, like, the more broke you are and the more broken you feel, the more you're honoring God, the more you, hey, look at me, I'm broke. Isn't that awesome? Join me. It's a great movement. Who would join that? Who wants to sign up for that movement? I don't want to be broke. It's okay to be prosper. It's okay to have prosperity. It's okay to have money. It's okay to have wealth. You know, the money isn't the root of all evil. For the love of money. Oh, we left that line out. Why? For a reason, because it makes us feel better. Because then if we just say, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. You know how many people I've had say that to me over the past 10 years? Because I said, hey, man, I'm building a $1 million business. Well, Sam, you know, the love of money. No, you quoted Timothy wrong there, Skippy. Yeah, you just, you were close. You were in the right zip code, wrong neighborhood, child. It's for the love of money is the root of all evil. I do not love money. I do not worship money. You know, another thing I try not to do is I try not to gossip, and I got a lot of response back from the podcast last week called Death by Triangle. Matter of fact, a lot of you tweeted me back letting me know you're going through Death by Triangle right now, and triangle is when you're speaking to somebody else about someone, i.e. gossip, and someone else isn't in the room to defend themselves, okay? That's Death by Triangle. So, and now I'm doing a lot of observing of people that I know who are Christians. And of course they're gossiping and they're playing very, very small in life, and they're really acting stupidly, okay? And you can define stupidly however you want. Very childish, very sophomoric, just offended easily, holding grudges, all of this crap, you know? None of which honors God. And look, here's where I'm going with this though. Okay, I'm not here to preach the gospel to you. I'm here to tell you that if you are trying to build any kind of a movement, the pack is only going to travel as fast as the leader. If the leader majors in minor things, if the leader doesn't have a vision, if the leader allows gossip to get out of hand, if the leader allows leaders within the organization to play small and major in minor things, you're not growing at all. Matter of fact, you're dying, and it won't be very long until you're gone and really irrelevant. Boy, is there anything worse than being irrelevant? I say this all the time, man. Call me anything. Don't call me average. If you call me irrelevant, oh, my Lord. Seriously, I would hate that. I did a Periscope yesterday. By the way, I'll be doing more Scope. Speaker tips this week is the focus. You can follow me on Twitter, @SamCrowley. You'll be notified when my Periscope goes live. And I share speaker tips. They're live for about 24 to 48 hours on Periscope after we're done. Follow me, though. Make sure you follow me on Periscope. Same thing, at Sam Crowley. If you're following me on Twitter, you'll get notified on your phone when the scope is live. And I was sharing speaker tips yesterday, you know, and I want to share more of these. And I want to share, get a little deeper into this whole Christian thing as well, but more outside of the Christianity. I've just been, it's me, it's my own personal thing, because, man, I've been hell-bent since 15 years ago. Why do people in this area of life, Christians, feel as though it's okay to do one thing and say another? It's the height of hypocrisy. And I notice it more in the Christian movement, because I think it's built mainly on hypocrites. It's built on a really flimsy foundation. But then here comes the excuse. It's a fallen world, man. We're all sinners, buddy. Yeah, we all try, if not for the glory and mercy of God. I get it. That's why, you know, the difference is, though, you never see me giving, for example, marital advice. I get a lot of emails, Sam, give me some, no, because you know what? Quite honestly, I'm still working to be a good husband. I'm still trying to. I'll take your advice on how to be a good husband. I think I'm a really good dad, okay? But I think I fall short, very short, in the husband department relative to the amount of time I dedicate to my marriage and how present I am in conversations. I'm just keeping it real. Can I keep it real, or would you guys be offended, okay? You ever find yourself in a conversation with your spouse and you're on your cell phone texting, answering emails, not really in the conversation? You ever find yourself flying off the handle, getting angry quickly? Those two, I do. I'm 2 for 2 there. You want me to go 3 for 3? Can I go 4 for 4? How about I bat 1,000, even go 5 for 5? Can I tell you other things? Can I tell you I'm quick to judge? Can I tell you I'm quick to be offended when I have confrontations, and not really confrontations, arguments, disagreements with my wife? I'm terrible in that department, okay? So I'm working every day. Right now we're reading a book called The 5 Love Languages, which you've probably even heard of it. I've just dove into it. I've heard of it, never read it, but we're recommitted now to our marriage, and I want to be, using a biblical reference. You know, there's no place else in the Bible. It doesn't say anything about father-son, mother-daughter, child, friends, that they become one. The only place in the Bible where you see that two become one is through marriage. And I think we don't try hard enough, especially in the U.S., with marriage. And I'm not a marriage counselor. Trust me, if I was counseling you, you'd be divorced in 5 minutes, okay? I am not the guy to go to. I need the counseling. I need the help. And I'm here to tell you, man, I'm not perfect, okay? I'm not here to say I know. You know what I know how to do? I know how to go through massive transition. I know how to build a brand, build something from absolutely nothing, just a thought, a phrase. That's where I work with clients. Just give me a phrase. Give me a thought. What have you been doing the last 10 or 20 years? We'll build the brand, and more importantly, we'll build your presentation from stage around that. That's what I know how to do. That's what I'm really good at. But, and the reason why I titled this podcast, if it weren't for Christians, Christianity would be a really cool movement, is because so many Christians are out there, and whether you are one or not one, it doesn't matter. You can relate to this, giving unsolicited advice. Isn't that true? Is it just me that you have Christians saying, well, let me tell you what the Bible says? And then they go, like they raise their hand, praise God, at 10 a.m. service on Sunday, and then they're raising their middle finger in traffic an hour later when somebody cuts them off. You know, we're good Christians for 60 minutes a week, but not for the 168 hours that are in a week. We're good in our business. When somebody asks for advice, we give the best advice, but do we always implement that in our business? Why? Because we're not narrow enough in scope. You know, we don't focus really down to the micro in our business. We want to give everybody advice on everything. Well, you can't be good at everything. Okay, why don't you be good at one thing? Shine the magnifying glass over that until it gets hot, and then you can move over to another thing. What are you doing today? Well, I'm going to build a Facebook fan page. I'm going to go over to Twitter. I've got to do some YouTube videos, and then I'm going to do my media kit, and then I'm going to blog a little bit. I might work in a little bit of SEO. You're out of your mind, man. You're out of your mind. None of that's going to get hot. Why don't you spend 1 week batching? Batching means doing all videos, all audios, all social media. Just stay on that for an entire week. That will get you going hot. And why don't you stop giving advice to people on things you don't know anything about? Okay? Because people don't want that. People want expert advice. And when I talked about the Christianity movement, it's, you know why I put that title in there? Because it's going to get a lot of downloads on iTunes. Okay? And look, you got to be in the interesting business, you know? If people don't want to tune into a podcast, or people, imagine this. Why do you listen, or why do you watch shows? You like these strong opinions, right? Do you share strong opinions with people? Or do you just give unsolicited advice all the time? Do you know anybody that gives unsolicited advice all the time? You're like, dude, will you please just shove it? Seriously, stop with that. I can't hear a word you're saying because your actions are telling me everything I need to know. So here's the point of today's podcast, is to help you understand. If you're building a business, building a brand, building a movement, building a following, you're a leader in corporate America, whatever that is, the pack is only going to travel as fast as you, and they ain't listening to your words, child. Let me say that again. They are not listening to a word you say because your actions are telling them all they need to know. As a Christian, for example, I'm watching leaders in the Christian community, and I'm deciding who I want to follow and get my message from. As a Christian, I am looking for groups of individuals who I resonate with, and I'm looking for one word, and it begins with A, and it's authenticity. I'm looking for authentic. The more flawed, the better, baby. I ain't looking for perfect. There ain't anybody. Only one guy walked on water, okay? I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for authenticity. I'm looking to be real with people, man. And if I want to have a conversation with you and you tell me that's private, I want to make sure it stays private, okay? In your business and in your walk of life, understand people want the authentic you. They want the real you. They're not listening to a word you say. They want to follow the actions that you are putting out there. So let me ask you a question, if I may, champion. Are your actions congruent with the brand that you are putting out there? And if they're not, just stop right now, do a 180, make the U-turn, and head back the other direction so your actions are congruent with what you're saying. And don't get into an area where you really don't know a lot about it, because people are going to sniff that out in a New York minute, and you're going to be broke, and then you're going to be broken. And if that happens a few times in a row, guess what? You're going to go looking now, not for the champions, not to go fly with the eagles. You're going to go looking for other broke and broken individuals to go hang with to make yourself feel better about the bad decisions you made in life. Life is not that difficult, okay? We make it incredibly difficult because we want to place ourselves sometimes at the right hand of God and act as if we've got all the answers, when you know what people appreciate a heck of a lot more? You don't have all the answers, but you're willing to go get them if I have a question and I really want to invest in the authentic you, okay? So it doesn't matter what your religion is, all right? That's just the title of the podcast. What really matters is if you're going to say something, damn it, you better do it. Because if not, somebody will follow another individual who actually does what they say they're going to do. It's not that difficult to actually do what it is you say you're going to do. And if you do it on a Monday, you can repeat that on Tuesday. Okay, you don't got to say, well, I can't do it every day the rest of my life. How about you do it today? And if Tuesday leads to Wednesday, Wednesday leads to Thursday, and now you got 4 days in a row. It's like exercise, and I can't work out every year straight. How about you do it today for 30 minutes, okay? Thursday leads to Friday, and Friday leads to Saturday, and then every day is Saturday, and we are all excited. It's Sam Crowley. Hey, make sure you follow me, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, email sam@everydaysaturday.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.